With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
What's up, Vankos? How you doing? What you're about to hear is a little clip from our first Patreon episode, okay? This is going to be behind the little paywall, okay? You pay at least $5 a month and you get 2 extra episodes a month. And this is a little snippet of the type of fucking unfiltered, uncut, but cut because we're two Jewish American boys kind of content that you can look forward to from the Red Flags. So you can go to patreon.com/trfpod and sign up. Okay, Vankos? The link's going to be below, so click on that shit and join the fucking, join the Vanker. If you're a part of the Vanker Nation, get be a part of the real Vanker Nation and subscribe to our Patreon.
Fuck.
What's up, Vankos?
Hello, Vankos.
Guten Tag, Vankos.
Yeah, bitch, you got the whole fucking crew. This is the Woo. Patreon, okay? This is for the exclusive. This is for the real ones. This is for the Vanker Nation. Thank you so much for giving us your fucking money. It's about goddamn time. We've been giving you free content for over a year, and you owe us this, okay?
Yes.
So we don't
yes.
owe you shit other than more of our fucking, more of the same. But this is the Patreon, okay?
That means that we're going to get. This will be way better.
This is going to be better. This is going to be spicier. It's going to be sexier. We're going to have Pierre Gasly saying shit like this.
I'm into girls, but I don't find guys attractive.
That's goddamn right.
We're coming at you live with a raw. With a raw cut. Our cocks are cut, but our content is not.
That's okay? right. We're not like the F1 grid, okay? Our cocks are cut!
But our content is uncut.
Uncut and unfiltered and spicy and sexy and unhinged. This is what you need. You fucking need us, you pieces of shit. You need to hear us in your ears more than 4 times a month, and that's why you're here.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Jenny?
Yeah, more than 4 times a month. That's what I took away from this.
Jenny's like, could I have them in my ears less than 6 times a month? That would be actually pretty cool for me, but listen, we're all wearing our Red Flags merchandise. We're all wearing our fucking shirts. I don't know if this video will go anywhere, but we're all wearing our fucking Red Flags merch. Don't be a fucking... You know what? We're not hawking merch on the Patreon. People are already paying to be here.
That would be too capitalistic and mercenary and Jewish even for us. So
even for us.
Even for us.
But what we are going to do is we're going to talk about...
What if we ask them for Venmo on the Patreon?
Should we blur it out?
Wait. But today, because you paid $5, you get to hear us talk about the most important topic that we could talk about, which is this week we're gonna wildly speculate about driver dick size.
That's right.
With our BDE ranking.
That's right. So for the uninitiated, what is BDE, Jenny?
I have the definition pulled up. So I know Matt went straight to physical dick size, but I'd like to kind of elaborate on that. And
sure.
This actually originated from, it was a tweet about Anthony Bourdain. You can all go through your Twitter history and look through that. But it inspired an article from New York Mag's The Cut. And the journalist described BDE, or big dick energy, as, quote unquote, the quiet confidence and ease with oneself that comes from knowing you have an enormous penis and you know what to do with it. So it's not cockiness. It's not a power trip. It's the opposite. A healthy, satisfied, low-key way you feel yourself. Some may call this a oh, he, she fucks vibe, but that is different. You can fuck, but not have BDE. So just a clarification on that point.
Interesting. Well,
it's an energy.
That's kind of the vibe that this podcast gives off, I think.
Yeah.
It's really
silent confidence is what we have.
Laid back, self-assured, knowing you have a huge schlong. That's exactly right. What we do.
So yeah. Let's just get fucking straight into it. We're gonna do this. We're gonna start at 20 and work our way up the grid.
Yes. Brian and I have made a list, and Jenny's gonna weigh in based and like help us decide. Not to tokenize you, but you are a woman, and you've dealt with more.
You've dealt with more dicks than Matt and I have, which is one. Matt and I have dealt with one.
One.
And we know.
we dealt with one feverishly, constantly. but you know, and you could probably you can sooner correlate the attitude to what actually is delivered.
Mm-hmm. Right. I also would like to say that this is not a gendered thing. That BDE can also apply to women or non-binary individuals.
That's true. But all these drivers happen to be men, so we can also speculate on their penises as well.
Yes, that's right. That is true. But for example, both Toto and Susie have BDE, in my opinion.
That is true.
So, right. Yes, but let's bring on the grid.
Let's start at number 20.
Okay, can I lead the charge here?
Yeah, who do you got?
This kills me, but I think it's accurate. This has to be, I thought about this a long time. I think he has the small, like the least BDE on the grid. And he's like my favorite driver, so I don't know what that says about me. But I think Fernando Alonso's got to be 20th.
Wow.
I mean, talk me out of it. Talk me out of it. Please talk me out of it.
Okay. I think I can talk you out of it. You're saying someone with like little to no BDE just openly gives bribe envelopes like in a garage? I feel like you got to have some swagger to just be like,
that's right. To those who don't know, he literally bribed mechanics in McLaren when the team turned on him for the blackmailing his own team. He's just very angry all the time, and he's always getting fucking pissed about the regulations, and he's always complaining, and he's very talented, but he's self-assured in his driving ability, but I think like very insecure seeming and all other. He just seems like an angry little man to me.
Right. So you think Brian? He'd be more chill if he had more BDE?
Yeah, he wouldn't have as much, he's got a lot to prove. And I think like an inherent BDE quality is that like you don't have anything to prove.
You don't have anything to prove.
Right.
With the swag, with the big dick.
Right.
I had him high just because I'm like, he doesn't give a fuck. Like he does things that are like actively bad. Like his confidence is like so bizarre because it's like, it doesn't even make sense a lot of the times. Like, whereas like a Daniel Ricciardo's like, I'm the best. And it's like, he doth protest too much.
Yeah, no.
Like Alonso's like getting mad about dumb shit. He's like, he's not even like saying like, I'm the best, but that's what you know is underneath it.
Okay, so I had Daniel Ricciardo like lower, like four or five places lower, but are you going to make the case that Daniel Ricciardo has the lowest BDE on the grid?
I mean, I was going to say that Latifi's got the lowest
BDE. No, that's too easy. You can't
But here's the thing.
He's got so much confidence for someone who's that bad at driving. Like, if I was 2 seconds off my teammate, I would be like, I would wear a box over my head.
Actually, that's true. He walks into, like, I would use a back door into the paddock every weekend. Like, I wouldn't want to be seen.
The only reason that he isn't wearing a paper bag over his head must be because he's got a schlong.
He's got a fucking huge dick.
Wait, right? Can I? Yeah.
Yeah, Jenny, go ahead.
I was just going to go back to the Danny Rick point, which is shouting out our friends of the pod, Break and Engine Mode 11, Dan, who said on their show that they have confirmation that Danny Rick has a huge dick because Danny Kvyat saw him he barged into his room naked and confirmed it to Dan. So that might alter the results.
Why didn't they fucking say that on our goddamn podcast? What the fuck? that could have been a fucking huge clip.
Yeah.
There was that clip for us.
Not in TikTok.
God damn it,
not
Dan.
In TikTok.
Well, it's for the Patreon. It's for you special people.
You know,
all right, but Daniel could stay where he is then.
But it's interesting because I just feel like you could have a huge dick and not have BDE.
That is true.
Yes.
Because you can have a huge dick and not know how to use it.
Exactly. Ooh. And I know a few people like that. And I was kind of like, that seems like their vibe. And then I got confirmation from a said individual that it was like, oh, yeah, that's the vibe. Big dick, doesn't know how to use it. But I feel like... Damn, this is tough.
So we're
we're still at 20. This is gonna be a long one, so to speak. Still at 20. Okay,
Jenny, who would you think is who would you say has the lowest amount of BDE on the grid?
Oh boy.
Are you more on the Alonso side of things or more on the Latifi side of things?
It's like
what
I
about George Russell?
I was about to say, okay. I was okay. like, maybe George, but I think
George
Alonso,
has the confidence. I feel like George has the confidence of I'm going to be world champion.
But
one
he's
day.
Cocky. He's cocky. He doesn't have BDE. He's cocky.
No, but he's but he's also able to be he could be so much more annoying with regards to Lewis. He's him giving the way and giving propping up Lewis to me on some level speaks to a quiet confidence. That he's beating Lewis and being like, Lewis is the greatest of all time, man. I'm like, there's a confidence there. Maybe you see that as a weakness. I guess when I see a Latifi, I'm just like, he's not even entering the chat because he's eating the Nutella in the corner. He's so oblivious to whatever. He's just he's in fight for flight or freeze mode. He's just frozen.
And I just feel we can, in good conscience, just put the worst driver at lowest BDE.
I kind of love Alonso at 20.
All right, okay. I think we got to do Alonso at 20. That's the fun. That's the fun take. So we're doing that.
So Alonso, yeah.
Fernando Alonso.
I'm
has
taking
the
notes.
Least
I'm
amount
taking notes.
Of BDE on the grid.
Wow.
Fernando Alonso at 20. That's where we got him.
Wow.
Okay, Vankers, that was just a little fucking taste, a little smidge, a little amuse-bouche, okay? But there's a full meal waiting for you at patreon.com/trfpod. So do something with your goddamn life and give us $5 a month and fucking listen to it, okay, you pieces of shit? Link's in the bio. Click on it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.